We got an update on the peace bridge negotiations, Governor.
Peace bridge negotiation is ongoing. I met over the weekend with the ambassador, Dewar. We had a good conversation. We're working through the specific issues. I don't want, with Peace Bridge, I don't want just an agreement. I could come to an agreement on a telephone call where we come up with a paragraph of nice words that accomplishes nothing. Peace Bridge has been a problem, in truth, for years and years and years. The progress has been slow. Everybody blames everyone. Different cities point fingers within Buffalo. The local officials blame the federal officials. The federal officials blame the local officials. I'm not really that interested in yesterday. All I know is this situation is intolerable, and it can't go on. Anyone who's gone across that bridge and dealt with the delay, the asthma in the community, just it could have been such a productive thoroughfare, and it could have done so much good. It's such a shame, in truth, that we squandered this opportunity. And Buffalo, at the same time you're hemorrhaging people and you're hemorrhaging jobs, you had such an opportunity with that gateway, and nothing came of it. So it's a squandered opportunity. I want to make sure it stops now. I want a real specific plan of action going forward, project by project. What are we going to do, and when are we going to do it? I'm the chief executive of this state. I want a management plan. I want an action plan. And I want to know it's going to be different in a couple of years than it is today. And I want to stop the inequity of the situation. I want to stop the lack of progress and actually have a real plan and move forward. And that's what we're working toward. So it's not just about sitting down and coming up with a nice agreement. You try, I'll try, we'll all try. You know, I want to actually go through the tough issues and make the decisions necessary.
Do you see yourself having to sign the legislation that passed the Assembly and the Senate?
I think we need to make progress on the peace bridge. We're trying to do that by coming up with an amicable resolution, and that would be great because, look, on one level, Canada and Buffalo have to want the same thing, right? You have two ends of the bridge. It doesn't work for anyone if the other side of the bridge doesn't work. You can't go through one end of the bridge and have a good experience if the other end of the bridge isn't functioning. So this situation has been good for no one. But it is really sad and tragic, and it's almost worth exploring. How did we let this happen? How did we let this time and waste go on? You know, what went wrong that this was just accepted? You know, you talk to people, well, it's just, it's, you know, that's the peace bridge. We're not getting it done. No, no, we need a different attitude. We have to get it done.
Have you set a timetable? For getting it done.
We're working through, as I said, we worked through the weekend. I'm going to be working on it again today. So I want to get it done, but I want to get it done right. And I'd rather spend a couple of more days. You know, it's been 20 years we've wasted, in my opinion. I'd rather spend a couple of more days and get it right.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks very much. Thanks,
guys.
Thank
you, Governor.